In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Virgin Mary appears to four girls: Conchita Gonzalez, Mary Loli Mazan, Mary Cruz Gonzalez, and Jacinta Gonzalez. Mary Cruz Gonzalez was 11 years old, and the others were 12 years old. The apparitions begin on June 18th of the year 1961 with St. Michael the Archangel. He introduces himself as a boy of about 9 years old. On July 2nd, they see the Virgin Mary and describe her as follows. The Virgin comes with a white dress, a blue mantle, and a crown of golden stars. Her hands are fine, with a brown scapular on her right arm. She has long, dark brown hair, parted in the middle, wavy. She has a long face with a fine nose. She has a very pretty mouth with slightly thick lips. The color of her face is tan. She looks about 17 years old. She is rather tall. Her voice is beautiful. There is no comparison in this world. There is no woman who resembles the Virgin Mary, neither in her voice nor in anything. She introduces herself as the Virgin of Carmel. She sometimes comes with the child Jesus in her arms, with a very small, round face. He has the same color as the Virgin, a small mouth, slightly long hair, small hands, and is dressed in a blue tunic. The Virgin Mary appeared to them between the years 1961 and 1965, sometimes for 3, 7, and even 9 hours at a time. In total, about 2,300 apparitions. Something really amazing. During the apparitions, which were not always with the four girls at the same time, but 1, 2, or 3, they often remained in ecstasy. An extraordinary mystical phenomena occurred, which guarantee the authenticity of the apparitions. Sometimes the visionaries seemed to have wings on their feet, and without looking at the earth, they walked with their eyes fixed on the Virgin Mary, sometimes walking backwards, along paths full of stones or mud, even in levitation, without touching the ground. When they were in ecstasy, it happened that they fell down the steps with their feet up, without being harmed, and without a lack of modesty in their clothing. Regarding the apparitions of Garabandal, there is permission for priests and nuns to come to the place. But as in the case of Medjugorje, it is very difficult for the church to decide to officially approve the apparitions, given that the happenings of the warning and the miracle that were already announced are still in progress, before the punishment or chastisement, in case men are not sincerely converted. For this reason, it is understandable to wait out of prudence for the fulfillment of these prophecies before the Catholic Church gives a definitive judgment. Dr. Ricardo Puncernau, a neuropsychiatrist from Barcelona, who personally examined the four visionaries, left a report on Garabandal. In his diagnosis, he states, "Everything was simple and normal. I never noticed that they wanted to be little saints. No silly, intolerant devotion to their own opinions. Everyone wanted to be in the company of the girls, men and women, young and old, priests and laymen." In total, more than 40 doctors examined the girls at different times. Among them, one study undoubtedly stands out, that of Dr. Celestino Ortiz Gonzalez, a pediatrician from Santander. His study is one of the most relevant from the time of the apparitions and even later, due to the dedication, which includes 2 months of direct work during the phenomena, reflection, organized arrangement, experience, and authority of the specialist who signs it. These are his conclusions. First, from a pediatric and psychiatric point of view, the four girls have always been and continue to be normal. Second, the ecstasies in which we have seen these girls cannot fall within the framework of any of the currently known categories of physiological or psychic pathology. Third, given the long time over which these phenomena have occurred, had they been pathological in character of any kind, we would have easily been able to discern the signs. Fourth, in child psychology, both normal and pathological, I do not find any explanation that can present these phenomena as natural facts that, according to all the knowledge we have, escape natural realities. The four visionaries got married and had children. Only Mary Cruz Gonzalez stayed in Spain, living in the city of Aviles. The other three visionaries went to the United States, where they raised their families. With them, as with the six visionaries of Medjugorje, God did not ask them to enter a convent. Conchita Gonzalez tried to be religious. In the year 1965, she entered a convent of Carmelite missionaries, founded by Blessed Francisco Palau Iker. On February 13th of the year 1966, our Lord Jesus Christ spoke to Conchita Gonzalez through an interior locution. "Conchita, you have come here to school to prepare to be my wife, and you say to follow me. Won't you tell me you want to do my will? Now you want to fulfill yours. And you want to continue like this all your life? I have chosen you to be in the world, so you are in it, facing the many setbacks that you will find for me. I want all this for your sanctification, and to offer it for the salvation of the world. You must speak to the world about Mary. Remember that in June you asked me if you will be a nun. I have told you, anywhere you will find the cross, the suffering. I tell you again now, have you felt my call to be my wife? No, because I haven't called you." Conchita Gonzalez is currently a widow and lives in New York, near her four adult children. In her parish, she promoted adoration of the Blessed Sacrament and had a prayer group in her house. She has a house in Fatima in Portugal, where she spends some seasons. In past years, she spent a few hours a day going to a nursing home for elderly priests to help clean up. No one knew her at first, but one day someone recognized her. From then on, the people around her changed their way of talking to her, and she was very sorry that they had found out about her, because she felt better serving the elderly priests in anonymity. The messages of Garabandal had special expansion in the United States through Joey Lomangino, the great apostle of this devotion. Mary Loli Mazan died in the year 2009. Jacinta Gonzalez and Mary Cruz Gonzalez are good Christians and have an apostolate among their friends and acquaintances. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.